westcoastcryptos.com. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I'm TLF, and welcome to another edition of West Coast Cryptos Daily. Here's what's happening. XRP Army, front and center. XRP is ending the week on a healthy note after what has overall been a bearish week for the crypto market. It experienced noteworthy sell pressure, but its bullish performance on September 16th has allowed it to decouple from the rest of the market. XRP rallied by roughly 8.92%. That's a recovery from the downside that it registered earlier in the week. Its charts indicate that the bounce back occurred after a retest of its short-term support. It's now attempting to rally back above its 50-day moving average for the third time since the start of September. There is a decent chance that XRP might rally past the level at the 35 cents price range if it can garner enough buying pressure. Its RSI confirms that bullish pressure has been growing in the last 2 weeks. This might explain the current bullish volume despite the bearish market conditions. XRP's RSI has achieved higher lows since the end of September, confirming the growing bullish strength. So, looks like the XRP army is on the march. In other news, Terra co-founder says he is not on the run. The man behind Terra is wanted by South Korean authorities and is not in Singapore as they thought, but tweeted that he is not hiding. Earlier this week, South Korean prosecutors issued an arrest warrant for Do Kwon. He's the disgraced co-founder of the Terra ecosystem that crashed spectacularly in May. They also asked the finance ministry to void his passport. The authorities looking for Kwon believed he was in Singapore, but on Saturday, Singapore police said Kwon is not there. Now Do Kwon has chimed in on Twitter. On Saturday afternoon, he tweeted, quote, "I am not on the run or anything similar. For any government agency that has shown interest to communicate, we are in full cooperation and we don't have anything to hide. We are in the process of defending ourselves in multiple jurisdictions. We have held ourselves to an extremely high bar of integrity and look forward to clarifying the truth over the next few months." Kwon is charged with violating capital markets rules in South Korea and also faces legal challenges in multiple jurisdictions. But he is not hiding. And Vietnam leads global crypto adoption. Chainalysis' new report revealed that Vietnam, Philippines, and Ukraine are the top three countries with the highest crypto adoption. The report released on September 14th revealed that Vietnam has the highest crypto adoption. The Philippines and Ukraine follow as second and third, and the U.S. comes in fifth. The report stated that the domination of emerging countries in the adoption index, which stood out last year, persisted this year as well. According to the World Bank's income categorizations, Vietnam, the Philippines, Ukraine, India, and Pakistan are lower middle income countries. Brazil, Thailand, Russia, and China, on the other hand, are upper middle income countries. Only the United States stands out in the top 10 as a high income country. This year marked Vietnam's second consecutive year at the top of the leaderboard, coming in first for crypto adoption. The U.S. was ranked sixth in 2020, eighth in 2021, and fifth in 2022. Even though it recorded a small de-ranking from 2020 to 2021, the U.S. still holds the middle line and stands out as the only high-income country with such high adoptions. So there you have it. Vietnam is number one, and the United States is still a standout. Well, that's going to do it for another exciting episode of West Coast Cryptos Daily. Thanks for being there. Thanks for checking in. We'll see you next time. And remember, cryptos are real.
WestCoastCryptos.com